Hello, Red Wolves. Welcome back to today's podcast episode. Today's discussion, we will be talking about school improvements that can be beneficial to students and staff alike. Having a healthy and positive school environment is essential for success. These ideas can achieve the goal of having a creative solution for improving the school experience. A problem that we have had for the past 2 years is a location for our school pep rallies. We have had to have our pep rallies outdoors, where each grade level is separated by an entire field. Not an ideal situation to be in, but we still make it work. Our gym has been broken since the hurricane in 2020, and recently Juarez Lincoln's gym was broken for a few months, but the school district immediately went to fix their gym first, while we have been waiting for ours to be fixed. I find it really unfair that that happens, but I understand that Juarez needs their gym a lot more because they have extracurriculars and sports to do, but that doesn't mean that our gym doesn't also need to be fixed. Hopefully our gym gets fixed soon, because if not, our pep rallies are going to continue to be quiet and not as energetic and fun as we would like them to be.
That seems reasonable because we lack a gym that's living up to its standards as a school should have it as. Same goes for the restroom. Some of its stalls' doors are broken and have been for quite a while. These issues in school infrastructure should be fixed to provide students a decent school environment. The condition of schools is a main priority because we are constantly there, more than the time we are at home. In my opinion, they should start a fundraiser or a dance to raise money for its repairs and get it back to good condition. There seems to be constant stress this year with overwhelming loads of work and staying on task. This leads students to procrastinate and fall behind in their classes. Research shows that having a therapy dog can improve the well-being of someone, boost one's mood, and control stress levels. Having this opportunity to find a distraction from our daily lives of work allows us to take a break. Therapy dogs provide comfort and attention that many people might need if they're feeling down and don't have many choices. In general, it's very therapeutic and provides so many benefits.
I definitely agree that this year has been stressful and personally procrastination has gotten the best of me. I think it would be a great idea to have a therapy dog here because sometimes having an animal to give you company can bring you joy and help you forget about your worries. If we are not able to do this, then I think during Mental Health Week, it'd be a good idea to bring in different therapy dogs from maybe different shelters or just any different therapy dogs that we can find and allow students to play with them and just enjoy their company to relieve stress. Something else that we can do is create more clubs and activities. So far, our only clubs are the Criminal Justice Club, KND Dance Manifest, Book Club, and Photography. We can create more clubs that interest students, like maybe a gaming club or even a kindness club. The kindness club would do acts of kindness for the community, like cleaning the park or donating food for shelters. As for activities, last year we had our fall and spring mercados, which were really fun and which should make a tradition. They make a profit and allow the students to have some fun once in a while. We can make more activities like a students versus teachers game, more pep rallies, and dances. Just something that will give us a high school experience that we can never forget.
I agree with your standpoint on this because clubs can be a great improvement to school. Clubs that go along students' interests benefit their personal and social growth. When students take breaks from constant workload and lives, it can improve how successful they perform in school. World, these benefits make outdoor activities a valuable improvement to any school's curriculum, promoting not only academic success, but also personal growth and development.
We hope this has opened up new ideas for improvements that could be reconsidered for the future. That concludes the end of this episode. We thank you for tuning in and listening.
Another improvement we can implement in learning is having outdoor activities. Constantly having to be inside a classroom every day is tedious and repetitive. Spending time in nature can reduce stress levels and improve mental health and increase physical levels. Outdoor education can help students develop essential skills like problem solving, collaboration, and critical thinking, which are essential for success in today's fast-paced world. Outdoor activities can also help students become more environmentally conscious and connect with their natural surroundings, fostering a deep sense of appreciation for natural world.